Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, founding chairman Imran Khan intends to lead a protest movement from jail against the 26th constitutional amendment, while his son Suleiman and Kasim will join the campaign after returning from the United States, his sister Alima Khan said on Tuesday. Speaking to reporters outside Adila jail, Alima conveyed the jailed former prime minister's message to supporters, claiming he remained resolute despite solitary confinement and harsh prison conditions. He, Imran Khan, said he is free inside jail, while those outside are imprisoned, she quoted him as saying. People must come out for themselves, for democracy, for the rule of law, and against the 26th Amendment. Anyone who cannot bear the weight of this movement should step aside now. Alima, accompanied by her sisters Noreen and Usma, said she had been denied access to her brother, although other family members were eventually allowed to meet him. She expressed concern over his treatment in custody, describing it as unprecedented. What is being done to him is unlike the treatment of any other prisoner. He has been denied access to television, newspapers, and reading material for a week. His books are lying in the deputy superintendent's room, she said. She added that PTI founder has been held in solitary confinement and has not been allowed to see his doctor for the past 10 months. They think they can break him. But they cannot, she said, adding that she herself had also been barred from meeting him. Khan, she said, had asked that the protest movement should reach its peak on August 5, the date that will mark 2 years since his imprisonment. After the 26th Amendment, all public rights have been effectively taken away, she added, noting that their entire family would participate in the campaign while former Prime Minister's sons will join the campaign after returning from the United States. Earlier in the day, dozens of PTI supporters gathered at the Gorakhpur checkpoint as Khan's sisters attempted to walk toward the prison. Police contingents were deployed, and party workers raised slogans. PTI Secretary General Salman Akram Raja was also present at the scene. While Alima Khan was stopped near a local hotel and not allowed to proceed, other family members, Salman Safdar, Usma Khan, and Noreen Khan, were eventually granted access. Former First Lady Bushra Bibi was also allowed to meet her sister-in-law Mehrunisa. Separately, PTI focal person Niazul Niazi advocate and MNA Munawar Baloch were stopped by police at the Dogal checkpoint. Senator Faisal Javed and advocate Zahor Abbas Chowdhury were also denied entry at Gorakhpur. However, according to party sources, PTI chairman Barrister Gahar Ali Khan, Salman Safdar, and Zahor Abbas Chowdhury were later allowed to meet the former premier.